What is the mythology of Medusa?
Ah, another wonderful story from ancient Greece. In fact, Medusa's face is prominently featured on the cover of Don't Know Much About Mythology, because she is such an iconic character in terms of when people think myth and mythology, they often think of Medusa. One of the interesting things I discovered and learned, and I've been, I should say that this fascination, this interest with myths and mythology began for me as a child. I was always really intrigued by it, and I thought I knew a good deal about it, but the more I explored, the more I learned I didn't know. Medusa, of course, is one of three monstrous sisters known as the Gorgons, whose ugliness turns men into stone. Perseus, one of the great heroes of ancient Greek mythology, is assigned to kill the Medusa. One of the interesting things I discovered is that Medusa was not always ugly and horrible. She was actually a rather beautiful woman at one point, and she got one of the goddesses mad because the goddess Athena, because she actually said that she was more beautiful than Athena, and for that she was turned into the monstrous creature that we know,
snake hair,
the snakes of hair, the hair of snakes, I should say. The Greeks used the image of Medusa on their shields. It was, you know, considered such a frightening thing. It was carried into battle.
Interesting. Okay, with the snake in the hair, huh?
With the snakes in the hair, absolutely.
Now, if anybody saw Medusa's face, they would turn to stone.
They would turn to stone, and of course, Perseus of course, has to overcome this. And there are actually two versions of the story. One of the things that's surprising is not only about Greek myths, but many myths. There are different versions, because these things were not set down like the Bible at some point in a definitive version. There were different versions were told in different parts of the country or different at different times. In one version, the most familiar, Perseus slays Medusa by looking at her reflection in his shield, which is so shiny, the inside of it is so shiny, he can see the reflection of her without actually seeing her. Other accounts say that Athena, the goddess, guides his hand while he looks away, so that there was some actual divine intervention there in Perseus doing that. As Medusa dies, the winged horse, she's actually pregnant when she's killed. A little detail of that story. Medusa is pregnant.
With a snakehead kid or what?
Well, she was pregnant. She had been made pregnant by Poseidon. And when Perseus kills her, the winged horse Pegasus springs from her body, and then poisonous snakes also rise from the blood that drips from her head. Now this comes into later mythology, because Athena then saves this blood from Medusa's body and gives it to Asclepius, who's an interesting little known Greek god, but known as the god of healing. And important because the Greeks began the idea of healing moving from just going to the gods to actual medicine. And so when you read the Hippocratic Oath, Hippocrates, the legendary first doctor, it includes a reference to both Apollo and Asclepius, who was one of Jason's Argonauts, because he was a healer, and Jason thought it would be a good idea to bring a healer along on the trip.
That's mythology that I always loved when I was a kid, from the slaying of Medusa all the way. I did not know about the connection with Poseidon. He obviously wasn't underwater as much as we thought he was, right?
No, not underwater. He spent a good time of it above water. Of course, when you mention that, the first thing that comes to my mind is another one of my favorite stories, a very incredibly intricate Greek myth, the story of the Minotaur. And as a quick refresher, you remember that the king of Crete had this horrible creature, half man, half bull,
yes,
that he kept beneath his castle in the labyrinth that had been designed by the famous architect and sculptor Daedalus. Well, the Minotaur is the offspring, the progeny of Poseidon and the queen of Crete. And what happened was that Poseidon had been promised by the king that he would sacrifice a bull every year. The bull is a sacred animal going back to very, very early times in human history. And the king reneges on that deal. So Poseidon has the queen then mate with a bull. And the offspring of the queen and the bull is the Minotaur, this horrible beast that's half man, half bull.
Yet when we talk about some of it based on possible fact, you can only wonder what happened in those days.
Well, you know, we can only wonder, and certainly some of these stories, if they were simply apocryphal tales, would have been tales that had a moral value. Bestiality was not a good thing, so you don't mate with bulls, and because the offspring will be terrible. Perhaps it's that simple.